or your money back.
Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
You too, Ender. Now, the latest on the investigation into the Manchester attack, it appears as though guards will now be armed and on all trains.
Yeah, armed officers. This is to disrupt any potential terrorists. You know, just kind of show a force and just show them that they can't get themselves around wherever they want to go on public transport without armed police confronting them. It's public reassurance. It will look very strange in this country because it's not something you routinely see. I was shocked when I was in Brussels after their attacks and after the Paris attacks to see armed police and armed soldiers on public transport. But it'll happen here for a very brief time. And it's been a huge week. It really, really has in so many ways. The investigation continues. Overnight, another man arrested. More raids going on as I speak this morning across Greater Manchester. Total of 10 people have now been arrested. A man and woman have been released without charge. 8 men remain in custody.
And the Queen as well overnight, she has visited some of those injured in hospital. That must have been a welcome boost for those people.
So, Millie, your leg got hurt, didn't
you? Yeah, it was your leg. Yeah. And you had enjoyed the concert, presumably?
Yeah, it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to meet her before the concert as well. She was lovely.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
she won a competition, haven't you? Well, I think it's a shock, isn't it?
Big shock. Mm. Really big shock for everybody, really. Mm. Very scary.
Mm-hmm. Very wicked.
Yes, you know, it was quite emotional watching it, actually, because we don't see the cameras ever get that close into the Queen people, and this was done deliberately. Small children, you know, teenage girls in hospital beds, worried parents by their sides, and out of nowhere the Queen arrives, and she spent a lot of time there, the Children's Hospital in Manchester, talking to people, asking them what happened, asking them how they were. You just see that it could, you know, how one woman is able to lift the mood of the nation amazes me. She did a very, very good thing yesterday, Her Majesty the Queen.
She certainly did. And I do know as well, my parents are actually in London at the moment. My father sent me a picture overnight outside the toy store Hanley's, very famous toy store, and there's a big sign, London, everyone welcome. A fitting message, I think, after the week we've had.
Yes, it is, and it's true. You know, I was in London yesterday. I was at the High Court and actually met a couple of PR listeners who just walked 300 kilometres in 15 days, coast to coast. You know, people are coming here. People are coming here from WA, from all over the world. Life's going on. It is very, very safe and secure. And yes, there is a very heavy police and military presence in places of key interest. But that will pass, and London will always be London, and Manchester will always be Manchester. There's some great places. You can see them. It's wonderful.
It certainly is. And a little bit of football news to finish off the week. And on a different note, Wayne Rooney reportedly may be leaving Man U.
Well, Wayne Rooney has said that he has more or less made up his mind where he will be next season. And the papers are taking that he won't be at United. They're going to spend a lot of money this summer. He hasn't played as much as he would have wanted to under Mourinho. And it's been a very difficult season for him. Yes, they've won silverware. Yes, he scored goals. But Rooney wants to play every week and score every week. And it's quite obvious that's not going to happen at United. If I were a gambling man, I'd like to see him back at Everton, really. His boyhood club. He loves it.
Ender Brady, you have a wonderful weekend and we'll chat to you on Monday. Thank you.
And you, Ollie. Take care, mate.